So after Rabbi Yosef brings down the first malach after he visits Eliyahu HaNavi, so the malach, of course, it screams at him and tells him, what are you doing to me? What do you want from me? And he tells him, I'm trying to bring Mashiach. He says like this, this thing I can't even do. For this, you're going to have to bring even a bigger malach down. In order to do that, you have to do a certain path of tshuva, which means 40 days you have to not eat, only at night a little bit bread and water. This is for 40 days. On the 40th day, you have to think of the big shame. Hashem has four names. It's called Ma, Ban, Sag, and Ab, which is the names of the different ways to spell Shem Havaya, the highest Kabbalistic things. You have to say the Shem Ab, and you're going to bring down the big Malach. So I hope you survive his coming, because if he reveals himself, that itself could scare you to death. And the Mirtz Hashem, you'll be successful with your mission. So they sure enough, they went off to some hills in Miron, in some quiet place, and for 40 days they were fasting, and they finally said the Shem Ab, and before they knew it, the world was shaking. The place was all, clouds came, and thunder, lightning, and the famous Malach, he's known as Matatroin, we call him Matat, he came down, he's one of the chief Malachim. He comes down with his whole Chevre, and he starts cursing out Rabbi Yosef. And of course he almost faints, he almost dies, all his Talmidim are scared, the whole commotion. Imamish curses him out, he says, what do you want from me, you're disturbing my work, I'm working hard for Klal Yisrael, what do you bring me to you, what's going on over here? He says like this, Rabbi Yosef answered, I'm not here to rebel against you, I'm not here to fight with you. We're trying to bring Mashiach, and I was told that you were the only person that can help me, so I need your help. He says, stop with your shtusim, what you did until now, you did, you're never going to be Matzliach. Give it up. This is already the fourth person to tell him to give it up. We had Yoshim Bar Yochai, Eliyahu HaNavi, the first Malach, and now it's the second Malach. And he said, no, I already made a shvu with myself that I'm going to go till the end. Even if Mesiras Nefesh, whatever it's going to take, we have to bring Mashiach. He says, you know what? He says, I don't think you'll be Matzliach, but if you want, this is what you have to do. He says, I'm very impressed by the fact that you have such a pure heart and that you want to bring Mashiach, so I'm telling you what you have to do. He says, the klipa at this point, the Samach Mem, he's very, very strong. He says, we have a hard enough time trying to get the tefillahs of Yidin to go up to the Eibishter. He said, right now the klippas, that one is very, very strong, and it's going to be nearly impossible to get to him, because he's surrounded by two big blockades. One is an iron gate, which is on the right of the Samach Mem, and we have another, he has like a big ocean on the left of him, and there's a huge mountain of snow that's around him, and on top of this mountain he's hanging out, and these are all mesholim for ruchnistika things. Obviously there's no mountains and stuff. It's all ruchnistika inyan. And he says, and therefore it's impossible to get to him. In other words, the klippas are so strong, it's going to be impossible to get to him. But he says, please, please, I really want to get to him, I really want to do, there must be a way. He says, there is only one way, but it's a very, very dangerous way. But if you do this way, you'll be able to get to the klippa.